So far we are slowly seeing the Gospel of Mark reveal yung kingdom of God sa pagdating ni Jesus Christ. Miracles were happening. Demons are cast out. Sinners are forgiven and now are following Jesus Christ. And the controversial preachings na narinig natin parang last week caused division among the crowd. And especially yung parable na inaral natin. Such parable that Jesus preached na inaral natin last week caused a lot of confusion, caused a lot of questions, yet nagkaroon ng clarity man sa iba ang mind of the crowd. Again, ang mga parables o parabola ay yung kwento na makakuhan sa malalim na spiritual na katotohanan. Or they are stories that represent deeper spiritual truths. Jesus uses parables to conceal and to reveal. He conceals it from outsiders. Again, ang pag-usapan natin last week, outsiders are the people who hears God's word or hear God's word, pero they reject God, Jesus' teaching. Samantala yung mga insiders naman, they also hear God's word but believes in teaching of Jesus Christ and at the same time follow Him. Ngayong hapon na ito, meron tayong pag-aaralan ng parables ulit. We're going to look at three important parables that talk about the kingdom of God. And it is my prayer that happen to us, we see the unstoppable growth and expansion of the kingdom of God as the Gospel of Mark. My prayer is that we would be filled with joy as we study this afternoon, that we would be filled with confidence in heralding the good news of Jesus Christ to this fallen world, that we must boldly and prayerfully herald the good news of the kingdom of God and leave the results to Him. We must boldly and prayerfully herald the good news of the kingdom of God and leave the results to Him. We have broken down the passage into three headings. Number one, the parable of the lamp. It will start from verses 21 and 25. Number two, the parable of the growing seed, verses 26 to 29. And number three, the parable of the mustard seed, which is verses 30 up to 34. Let us jump right in the first part. And if you're not in the book of Mark chapter 4, I invite you to open your Bibles to Mark chapter 4, verses 21 and 34. The parable of the lamb. Starting at verse 21 and verse 22. Again, he said to them, is a lamb brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not be stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Ang word na ginamit sa simula is, na again, signifies na mayroon na namang parabola na ibigay o ilalatag yung manunulat na Mark sa atin sa kwento na ito. But unlike the parable of the sower or the parable of the soil, Jesus gave yung interpretation nito. Samantalang itong tatlong parables na aralin natin, hindi ibinun niya ng manunulat na si Mark yung interpretation ng passage na ito. Bagamat, makikita natin sa verse 34 na binigay ni Jesus ang kahulugan ng mga parable na ito sa kanilang disciples. Bagamat, for some reason, that we don't know, Mark did not include it sa passage natin. So we will look at the interpretation ng tatlong parables na ito sa kanilang agarang context or in its immediate context. Tignan nyo yung verse 21. Ang ginamit ng imagery ni Jesus dito ay yung lamb o lampara. In sharing this parable, it seems that Jesus was once again awkwardly stating the obvious. He is stating something na alam na ng mga taong bayan. But still, ginamit niya ito to strike a point. So, ano sinasabi niya sa parable na ito? In short, sinasabi niya, walang magdadala ng lamb po itatago sa ilalim ng bata o italagay sa ilalim ng takalan. Walang gumagawa nun. And I could imagine mga tao narinig yun and said, yeah, I'm going to go on. So, pero panahon na ito, open ang tahanan na maglagay ng lata sa isang nakausling patunga na nakadikit sa pader. Yun po yung nakagayan. Ito po ay may konting oil, tapos isindihan, at doon po pinapatong. O kaya naman, sa isang engrabo lampstand, yung mga kanin na lampstand, kung ikaw ay medyo nakakaangas sa buhay, meron kang gano'n, nilalagay ko sa kalagitnaan ng inyong bahay para malinawan yung lugar. Which is yung point ng parable na ito. The point is that the lamp should be placed in an area where it can provide illumination sa buong kwarto. Na nagbibigay liwanag sa buong kwarto. The lamp provides light or it reveals its immediate surroundings. So light provides illumination. Light exposes. Light reveals. Ano ang interpretation ng lampara na ito? Ayon sa passage nito? Well, sa Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, you don't need to go there, you can write it down. Dinamin ni Jesus ang ilaw ng lampara upang ilarawan ng banal na pamumuhay ng isang Kristiyano o yung kanilang Christian witness. Sabi ko dyan, in the same way, let their light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Ngunit hindi ito ang magagamit ni Jesus Christ sa konteksto na ito. Hindi naman dinamin niya na ang ibig sabihin ng light o lampara sa verses 21 to 22. Dinamin niya ang imagery ng lampara upang itukoy ang kanyang sarili. Jesus is the lamp. Jesus' kingdom is the lamp. Jesus is the light. Yun ang dinedeclare niya sa parable na ito. Sa Old Testament, ang lampara ay ginagamit as an imagery of God Himself. Or the coming, the living kingdom, na lang binasa ni Kuya dyan kanina sa Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. Jesus, interestingly, similarly, used Himself sa New Testament to pertain or to refer as the light. Tignan niyo sa John chapter 1, verse 4. Sinabi niya, in Him was light, and the light was the light of men. John chapter 8, verse 12. I am the light of the world. Revelation 21, verse 23, towards the end ng book, ng Bible, it talks about a city who does not need sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives light. And its lamp is the lamp. Jesus here refers Himself as the lamp, as the light. Now, pansinin natin ulit ang verse 21. Nabanggit na ang lamp was brought. In its original language, ang dinamin is come. Jesus is the lamp who came and entered in this dark world that Isaiah chapter 1 verse 38, He came out, said God, to preach the gospel, to reveal the light of the truth to the people. Jesus is revealing truth to this dark world. This makes sense of context in Mark chapter 4. The kingdom is being revealed by Jesus Christ. Siya ilaw na dumating para bigyan ng liwanag ang madilim na mundo na ito. He revealed the truth about God. How this glorious God is loving, holy, that this God is righteous and merciful. That He gave truth about Himself, that He is the Son of God. That He talked about His perfections and excellencies. He also revealed the truth about ourselves. He revealed the truth about ourselves. At ano ang i-reveal ng Panginoon Yesu Cristo na ilaw na bukod sa ating sarili? Well, He revealed na tayo ay likas na makasalanan. Tayo ay likas na rebelde. Para itong araw. I'll explain why. ang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos ang dapat nasa sentro natin lahat. Ang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos ay dapat nasa sentro ng ating puso, dapat nasa sentro ng ating buhay. Okay? And dahil na sa nilikat sa wabis ng Diyos, dapat ang ginaglorify natin o pinamakita natin glory ay mismo yung panglilikat natin. So, bakit itong araw or yung tawag na sun? Ayon sa mga eksperto sa NASA, ang dahilan kung bakit ang araw ay ang sentro ng ating solar system at inihikutan ng mga planeta is because that ang principle ng lighter object orbits the heavier one. Kung mapapansin nyo, napapanood ba sa movie or sa YouTube na sa planet Earth, ang umiikot sa Earth ay ano? Yung buwan. Nakakamali pa tayo sa science, ano? So, umiikot yung buwan sa Earth. Kasi mas magaan ang moon kesa sa Earth. And from there, makikita mo rin yung mga satellites kasi mas magaan siya yung moon principle. And by far, ang pinakamagigat na object sa ating solar system ay?
Sun.
Very good. Ang sun, ang ating araw. The sun is 1,000 times heavier than the largest planet sa ating solar system, which is Jupiter. Gano'ng kabigat ba ang Jupiter? Jupiter na kung saan ay 300,000 times ang bigat niya kesa sa planet Earth. The sun's massive gravitational pull keeps all the planets in its proper place as it revolves around it. Kung tatanggalin natin yung araw at lalagyan natin ang maliit na asteroid, ano po ang mangyayari? Ito po mangyayari. Ang course ng rotation ng mga planets will be out of control. Even to the point of destroying each other. Mga kaibigan, kapag tinanggal natin ang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos sa sentro ng ating puso o buhay at pinalitan natin ang mga makamundong bagay, we will go literally out of control. Even to the point of destroying ourselves. And friends, kapag ginawa natin ang tawag po doon ay kasalanan. Kapag tinalita natin na ang glory na narapat na sa sentro ng puso natin ng Diyos, naging sentro tayo ng ating universe, ang tawag po doon ay rebellion. Romans chapter 1, verse 23, it is exchanging the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. We always exchange the glory of the Creator to the created. We exchange the glory of God para sa ating glory. Gusto natin tayo ng luwalhati. Gusto natin tayo ng bibigyan ng parangal. We would like to be at the center of our universes. And the Bible calls that rebellion. The Bible calls that sin. And there will be judgment o may kaparusahan sa ganitong klaseng pamumuhay. Because the Creator does not share His glory to anyone but Himself. Mga kaibigan, ang mabuting balita po dito para sa atin that the Son of God, the light of the world, came into our world upang iligtas ang mga rebelde at makakasalanan na katulad po natin. Jesus lived a life that perfectly glorifies God. Malino na malino that His life and ministry ay nakasentro sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. And in order to save sinners like us, He died on the cross in our place. At the cross, God has both revealed His mercy and His justice. But on the third day, muli siyang nabuhay. Nabuhay muli. God, Father, accepted His sacrifice. sacrifice para sacrifice a man. Thus God the Father glorified the Son. And anyone who believes in the Son of God and what He has done will be forgiven, will be reconciled to God our Father. If you are here today, mga kaibigan, and you are making yourself the center of any and everyone's world, or your world, magsisihan na po natin. Ang tawag po dyan ay idolatry. Pinuturing mo Diyos-Diyosan ang iyong sarili. You were designed to worship, but the question is, who are you worshiping? If you are not worshiping God, then you are worshiping yourself. Repent from your sin of idolatry and self-dependence and trust Jesus Christ and what He has done on the cross. Para sa kapatawaran ng ating kasalanan. Ito po ang kumulipan. Ito po ang good news of the kingdom of God. That's why it once again echoed yung sinabi niyo. It was sinabi na sa verse 9 to verse 23. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. So you see how Jesus is urging. Yung mga nakapinig niya, if you pag naririnig niyo to, pakinggan niyo mabuti, unawain niyo, paliwalaan niyo. Those who hear this, let him believe. That's the thing. The Son of God came into the darkness of this world in order to reveal the light who is God. Ang problema lang po dito, hindi na ka makikita yung ilaw na ito. Hindi po nila nakikita yung ilaw ng lampara nito. Ano pa siya? Yes, kasi natin verse 24-25, let's look at that. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And still more will be added to you. For the one who has more will be given, and from the one who has not even what he has will be taken away. This has been used several times out of context. Pero ibig sabihin po ng measure po dito, it is a metaphor that refers to the hearts or attitudes ng mga tagapakinig ni Jesus Christ at kung paano nila tatanggapin yung katuruan na itinuro niya o itinuro ni Kristo. Muli, nakikita po natin yung pagkakahati ng dalawang grupo. Remember, he's teaching to a crowd. Kitang-kita po sa verses, dalawang verses ito ang pagkakahati ng dalawa. Ang mga masupit na nagasunod ni Jesus, ang mga tinatawag na insiders, they get the kingdom of God. As they listen with believing ears, nauunawaan nila at sa pag-unawa nila sa paniniwala, mas nadadagdagan po ang kanilang pagkakilala sa Panginoon. Whereas yung second group, ang tinatawag ng karamihan ng crowd, ang tawag sa kanila ay outsiders who are listening and looking into with suspicion. They are listening and looking with unbelief. Kaya mananatili sa lahat ng kwento ni Jesus sa Bible, mananatili po itong misteryo sa kanila. That's why kung ano pa nila nalalaman, makukuha rin nila pag hindi sila naniwala. Now, hindi po ito dahil ang mga outsiders ay gusto-gusto nilang makinig at gusto-gusto nilang makita sa Jesus Christ kung hindi nila makita kayo nila narinig. Hindi po yun ang kanila kagayang ang totoo po kasi niya. Ayaw nila naniwala. Ayaw nila makita ito, yun ang tunay na dahilan. John chapter 3, verse 19-20 says, and this is the judgment, the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works are evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. Ang dahilan kung bakit hindi nila makita ang ilaw, ang dahilan kung bakit pinasusuklaman, hindi na makita ang ilaw, hindi na marinig ang katotohanan ng Panginoon, dahil pinasusuklaman nila ang katotohanan. Pinasusuklaman nila yung ilaw ng Diyos na kung saan ang Panginoon ay sa Kristo. They hated the light. Why do they hate the light? Remember, if you hate something, which means you love something, and if you love something, you hate something. And in this case, of the context of it, if they hate the light, which means they love the darkness. Friends, Psalm is in verse 24. Pay attention to what you hear. In other translations, consider what you are hearing. Friends, as you hear the good news of Jesus Christ, what's stopping you to come to the light of God? Ano kumipigil sa'yo na lumapit sa ilaw ng Panginoon? Are you enjoying the darkness of sin more than coming to the light of God for forgiveness and restoration? Friends, I encourage you to continue hearing God's word. Kung ikaw ay umaatin dito, remember, and you're coming for I don't know what reason, I encourage you to keep coming. I encourage you to keep listening. I encourage you to keep considering kung ano yung nilinigong magpapasasalitan ng Diyos. I encourage you even to open and read for yourself the gospel according to Mark. And if you want, you can ask any of the members because of Crossroads to read this book with you so that you may know, so that you can ask questions. Kasi yung nasinabi sa verse 24, pay attention to what you hear. Pay attention to what you hear. And consider nyo, ang kulay-bulahin ninyo at isipan ninyo. Because we want for you, for us, to pay or consider carefully what we read or hear from the books as like that means. Second parable of the growing seed, verses 26 to 29. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. At once he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Jesus once again uses a farming metaphor to liken the planting of the kingdom of God to scattering seeds on the ground. Now, when we read the parable of the scattering seeds, hindi po ito parang wala na sinasabi ka na. This is a farming method na ginagamit ng isang na ito. Ang pagkakaiba ng neto sa parable of the sower or soil ay hindi na tinuuna na pansin yung lupang tinatara naman, which is itong focus ng last week. Kung hindi ang mystery mismo ng slow and steady growth ng binhi, yun ang focus niya. Now, once tingnan niya, bakit? Ano yung proseso? Bakit? Ano yung mystery behind that? Ano nangyayari sa binhi na ito? Look at verse 27 to 28. He, the farmer, sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. Verse 28, the earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain and tear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. Pagkatapos, kung titingnan mo muna, pagkatapos itanim ng magsasaka ang binhi o ang buto, bigyan na soon na ang basing plant na ito, parang corn. Una, after niya itanim, ano? Unang ginawa niya is, wala siyang ginawa. Pagkatanim, mapansin niyo ba yun? Ipakatulog na siya. Pagkatanim, ayos, isa tayo. Ang tamagata na magsasakay ko, kasakay hindi mo, kasi yung prinsipo na ito. Ito, pangalawa, wala rin siyang alam kung paano tumutupo at lumalag ang pinggi. Basta alam lang niya na once na tinanim ito, kusang tutubo ito, kusang lalag ito, at mamumunga ang pinggi. He knows that once he planted, it will grow itself. And yun yung story ng parable. Now, sa parable na ito, ang magsasaka na nag-aasip ng buto, sino? Sino yung nag-aasip ng buto? Well, sino man nag-aasip o nagbabahagi ng buto? Anyone who shares the gospel, yan yung representation ng parable na ito. Maaaring ang pastor na nag-preach every Friday, maaaring mga facilitators or mga participators ng community group as you discuss God's word every week. Maaaring isang person na nag-disciple over coffee that shares God's word. Or some mga pag nasa merienda tayo kayo, yung mga tao kung saan na namamahagi ng mabuting balita sa iyo. The seed of the gospel is sown in many ways. Si Paul sowed the seeds of the gospel sa Philippi sa Acts chapter 16. Habang nag-preach si Paul dito sa city ng Philippi, isa sa mga nakikinig sa kanya ay isang babaeng negosyante na ang pangalan niya ay si Lydia. At pagkatapos po mag-share ng message of the gospel si Paul, ano nangyari sa kanya? Which is very interesting Tingnan po rin na, write it down, Acts 16, verse 4. Ito po nangyari. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. Interesting. After hearing the gospel, the Lord opened the heart. Wala nang ginawa si Paul. Nag-alim lang siya and leaving the results to God. But, hindi yung natapos doon. The Lord opened Lydia's heart to respond to the gospel message. Interesting. Isa pa, Luke chapter 24. Pagkatapos ng muling pagkabuhay ni Jesus Christ, nasa lubong niya yung pagkabuhay ng mga disciples. And habang kausap niya ang mga disciples, reminding them about the kingdom of God, something interesting happened. Luke 24:31. Jesus opened their eyes. What interesting fact. God, in His sovereignty, opens hearts. God, in His sovereignty, opens ears and eyes every time na share ang gospel. Every time someone plants the seed, every time someone teaches the gospel, God, the Holy Spirit, works sa mga puso ng tao. He opens it. God is sovereign over all His creation, including the sinner's salvation. God, say it again, is sovereign over all His creation, including the salvation of sinners. Yan po ang tinuturo ng parabola nito. Honestly, hindi po sikat na katuruan ito. We are called to sow the seed of the gospel by preaching and teaching. But it is God who changes the heart. It is God who transforms the heart of stone to a heart of flesh. It is the Lord who takes the heart of darkness and puts it into His wondrous light. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Sabi ni Paul, I planted, Apollos watered. At sino na pala doon? God gave the growth. John 3, 6 to 8. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born again of the Spirit. In short, this passage is saying, it is the Spirit's work that causes regeneration. John 6, 44, from the mouth of Jesus, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And I will raise him on the last day. Walang makakalapit sa akin kung hindi ko pinalapit ng Ama. Mga kapatid, mga kaibigan, kung wala ang soberanya ng Diyos sa kaligtasan, wala tayong pag-asa. Kung wala ang soberanya ng Diyos sa kaligtasan, wala tayong pag-asa. If we do not have God's sovereignty in our salvation, then we do not have hope. Bakit? Hindi dahil sa gustong-gusto natin maniwala, hindi dahil sa gustong-gusto natin makita ang kanyang liwanag. Ang isyo po dito ay matigas ang ating puso. Ang isyo po dito, ayaw natin magtiwala. Ang isyo dito, ayaw natin ang katotohanan. Hindi lang dahil sa ayaw natin siyang ibigin. Ang isyo po dito ay kasi may iniibig tayong iba. Yun ang totoong kalagayan ng puso ng tao. Hindi na talaga iniibig ang Diyos. Iniibig na ang kanyang sarili higit sa lahat. John chapter 3 verse 19. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world and people love darkness rather than the light because of their works. Friends, we love darkness more than light. We love our sins. We love our vices. We love our relationships. We love our addictions. We love our careers. We love our saved-up invested money. We love our material things. We love our gadgets. We love our Facebook pages and social media. We love our image. We love our happiness more than God. That's the truth. That is the truth about us. So we praise God sovereignly in salvation. Kasi kumilo siya. Hindi tayo kikilos ng pusa. Praise God that He is shining His light of the gospel to us. Praise God we love because He first loved us. 1 John 4:19. Praise God that God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Praise God He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. Psalm 103 verse 10. Praise God that He is sovereign in our salvation. Kasi kung hindi, we will not choose Him. Kasi kung hindi, we will not believe in Him. Kasi kung hindi, we will never surrender to Him. Kasi kung hindi, we will not cry out to Him. We might do it kapag may kailangan na tayo. Praise God who said, let there be light in the darkness, has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. You see Christ because He opened your eyes. As means of applications, number one, again, we should be bold in preaching the gospel. You know, teka muna, alam na pastor, kapag sobrang ng Panginoon sa kaligtasan ng mga makakasalanan, so dapat hindi na tayo sa sinagang, kung mas sobrang ng Panginoon ko, ililigtas ang buhay natin, ililigtas ng Panginoon niya. Yes and no. Bakit no? Because the means that God uses to draw people to Himself is through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no other means. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. There is no salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which one must be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and chapter 17. And how are they to believe in Him whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? Verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Hindi maliligtas yan kung walang gospel. Take every opportunity to share the gospel of God. Invite someone over coffee this week or some merienda. Invite them to come to church. Invite them to come in our outing na darating in December 2. Invite them to something Christmas carol program if meron tayong final date. If birthday mo, that's what magtahin mo. Makikisama yan. Pag birthday ko, kung baka, sige magpapakain ka sa huli. Gospel opportunity. If someone passed away, it's the best God opportunity to talk about life, which we had a wonderful opportunity a few weeks back. Wonderful opportunity for the gospel. We're more than yet rejoicing. Take every opportunity by our mind. Because why? God is the one who will cause growth. Your job is to plant the seed. Aside from praying, we should also start, aside from sharing the gospel, we should also start praying. Pray. Pray that God will grow yung seed na tinanim mo sa gospel sa mamahal mo sa buhay. Hindi lang yan, pray that God will grow us as a congregation because of Crossroads. Pray for our members. Pray for your elders that we would grow daily. Pray that our affections for Jesus would raise. So that malaban natin yung ibang desires na pinsan makasalanan. Pray that the Lord will grow you daily. Number 3 and last, the parable of the mustard seed, verse 38 and 34. And he said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed which when sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seed of the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches, so so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. So panahon natin na yan, pwede natin i-challenge siya na hindi yan ang pinakamaliit na puto na sa buong mundo. And probably you can be right. And honestly, alam niyo ni Jesus Christ, there are more smaller seeds na pangin ni Jesus Christ na pwede gamitin buhay sa mas prinsip. So bakit ako pinatid ni Jesus Christ? Remember, when Jesus Christ gives illustrations and parables, all of them are intentional. So ang point dito is not giving us a lesson in the world na but Jesus was using a common metaphor na ginagamit ng mga tao during that time to associate something that is small. Alam mo yan? Para kung gagamitin ko sa language natin, oh, talita ko, nakakawa ng tabao. Maghahapas mo lang. Yan, magagami. Mana-mustard seed na. Parang ganun-dali. So they associate mustard seed as something that is small. Ang punto po niya dito ay nagsisimula ang mustard plant sa napakaliit na mustard seed. Ito ay hindi kapansin-pansin. It appears to be insignificant. Ngunit kapag ito ay nagsimulang sumibol at tumako, ang mustard plant ang pinakamalaking plant sa kanilin. Malaking plant sa kalaman na kung saan imposible hindi mapansin. So, ang interpretation ng passage ito. Kagaya ng gano'n na lang, ikinumpara ng Panginoon sa Kristo yung kingdom ng God. Nagsimula ito sa maliit at hindi kapansin-pansin na hindi ito inaasahan ng madlang people ng Jewish nation. Hindi nila napansin ito. Iba ang inaasahan ng kingdom of God. Sinisimula ni paano hindi naman siya sinimula ni Jesus Christ by preaching? Preaching, followed up by signs or miracles. Then after that, Jesus chose 12 apostles. May mga ikilala ng mga disciples sa sumunod. After po na siya ay napako sa krus, namatay, living, muling nabuhay. At ngayon, nasa panang kamay ng Diyos Ama. So ano nangyari afterwards? Acts chapter 2, pinadala niya ang banal na Espiritu, and from there the church was born. It grew from hundreds as the gospel was preached, naging thousands. The gospel was preached even more, and churches were started in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to many Gentile countries like Corinth, Philippi, Thessaloniki, Ephesus, Galatia, and so on. Lumaki, to the point na nagkakaroon ng isyo ang gobyerno sa kanila. Now, the gospel and churches are now seen around the globe, and it grows even in the most hostile countries. God's kingdom, friends, is unstoppable. Hindi ka natin. One pastor said, God will often take very small and humble beginnings and transform them into great and mighty movements for His glory. In 1850, in Essex, east of England, a despaired, sorrowful, wretched teenager was headed to church on a snowing night. When the snowstorm worsened, he turned the corner and made his way into a small primitive Methodist church on Artillery Street. So it's your indisa tumuloy sa church na tanong kung tahan sa isang maliit na Methodist church. Pagpasok ko na rin kung kaunti lang ang tao, kulang-kulang isang tusera. Ang nakaskedyo ng preacher ng night na yun ay hindi nakarating dahil sa snowstorm. Since may tao sa loob ng kwarto pero walang preacher, may isang mama na tumayo, unprepared to preach. Dahil sa situation, he was forced to preach the text na nakaschedule ng time na yun. At yung text or passage na nakaschedule ng time na yun i-preach is Isaiah 45:22. The text reads, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." So yung mama na to, tried his best to preach a passage sa Isaiah. Ang mamanalo at tumayo at nag-preach was not impressive sa harapan ng teenager na ito. Matangkad siya, nakatpatid na mama. Hindi lamang mahina ang kanyang boses, maliit at nakakairita ang kanyang boses. He mispronounced some of the words ng kanyang sinasabi. In fact, yung teenager na to was so unimpressed, he looks at him as someone who is dumb. After the service, nilapitan ng mama na yung teenager na ito. And let me read to you sinabi ng mama na ito. Ito sinabi niya, "Young man, you look very miserable and you will always be miserable. Miserable in life and miserable in death." Kung ikaw ay first time visitor. At isa sa mga members of the other family, ito si ano mo anong miserable? Ito, isa ka ba? Alam mo tuloy na magiging miserable. Ang namabuhay ko lang mamatay na. But ito ang sinabi ng mama na ko sa first time visitor na teenager na ito. I continue reading. "If you do not obey my text," sabi niya, "you will continue to be miserable. But if you obey now, this moment, you will be saved. Young man, look to Jesus Christ." And the teenager did look to Jesus Christ. And according to testimony, he came to faith in Christ through that service. Over time, sumandali ang mama nito, itong teenager nito, he became a pastor. And he did not just become a pastor, he became a famous Baptist preacher who preached to 4,000 people to each Sunday service for 38 years and has influenced millions upon millions of Christians even sa time natin ngayon. He was called the Prince of Preachers. His name was Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He is an instrument of God's great blessing to the world, being more prolific than any other preacher in the history of the world. Friends, maaari na dito ka ngayon at tapat ka na naglilingkod sa Panginoon at sharing the gospel to loved ones. And napapansin mo parang balat ang nangyayari. Preach it pa rin. Probably you're teaching a Bible study, a small Bible study of few teenagers, or a Bible study with few ladies, or a mother who's trying to share the gospel to the women sa ilalim to sa iyong mga anak, or maybe you're a Friday school teacher who is trying to teach the gospel upon it's a service at Crossroads to us, or serving some ministry na kung saan nobody notices, nobody thanks you. And you feel that you're not appreciated, and you feel that lahat ng efforts mo in sharing the gospel ay parang napupunta na lang sa wala. Friends, God may be using your faith-filled efforts to extend His mighty kingdom at ang kingdom na wala. Maybe as you patiently share the gospel to your child, na sa tingin mo hindi na hindi, you may not know of one day gagawin ito ng Panginoon to extend yung unstoppable kingdom niya. Kaya magpatuloy lang po tayo na. Be faithful, be prayerful, be humble, kasi God is the one who causes good. That's why here in Crossroads, we hold this dearly in our hearts. We believe that every time the gospel is preached, the Holy Spirit transforms hearts. And in God's time, He will cause that to grow. That's why we're very intentional sa songs, very intentional sa prayers, very intentional sa teaching. Why? Because we know we cannot waste time cracking jokes. We cannot waste time entertaining. We must get the gospel out. Because that's the only means that the Lord causes salvation in some kind. Boldly and prayerfully herald the good news of the kingdom of God and lead the results. See how Jesus ends the final segment. Verse 33 to 34. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. Again, we see two different groups of people. Those who hear God's word and believe it and follow him, and they know the meaning of the secrets of the kingdom, at yung pangalawang group naman ay mga outsiders who hears God's word again, but rejects it and gets only the mystery and the power. Friends, how about you? As you sit there hearing God's word, how are you hearing, following God's word in all things of the world? He who has ears, let him hear.